Yesterday was John Kerry's turn to address the veterans of foreign wars. He took his chance to respond to a speech by President Bush before the same group. As we reported earlier in this week, the president told the veterans about his plan to redeploy up to 70,000 troops and bring many of them home. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams listened to Kerry's answer in Cincinnati.
Senator Kerry drew a sharp line between himself and the president on military operations. First, he said the nation needs a president with the credibility to bring more allied forces into the war. That will allow American troops to begin returning home from Iraq. But Kerry said withdrawing 70,000 troops from Asia and Europe weakens the U.S. in the war against terrorism.
Nobody wants to bring troops home more than those of us who have fought in foreign wars. But it needs to be done at the right time and in a sensible way. This is not that time or that way.
Kerry has been under fire from Vice President Cheney for saying the U.S. should be more sensitive in how it conducts the war in Iraq. Apparently responding to that critique, Kerry stressed to the veterans that if he becomes commander-in-chief, he will not hesitate to use military force to respond to any threat or attack.
And let me be clear, like you, I defended this country as a young man, and I will defend it as President of the United States.
Kerry has been buffeted in recent days by charges coming from an ad backed by one of the president's major Texas supporters. The ad questions whether he truly earned 3 Purple Hearts, a Bronze Star, and a Silver Star during his 4-month combat tour in Vietnam. John Breeden, a member of the VFW and a Vietnam veteran, is also national commander of the American Legion.
To be perfectly honest, it's a non-issue. You know, when you look at the official records, Mr. Kerry served, he had an honorable discharge, end of conversation. The president served in the Air National Guard, he has an honorable discharge, end of conversation.
But several veterans did say that Kerry's work in the early 70s with a group called Vietnam Veterans Against the War gave them concern. Gene Hall, commander of the Florida VFW, is a Republican. Although he said he has problems with President Bush, Hall said he has bigger problems with Kerry's history of war protest.
I can't get the picture out of my mind, him and Jane Fonda. I can't get that out of my mind because I was there. and that hurts. And while I admire protest, that's a God-given right and American freedom, but not against your own fellow veterans.
Kerry won applause from the veterans when he criticized the Bush administration for closing VA hospitals and failing to help thousands of veterans with disability claims and pension claims. He got his best applause of the day for saying he would never send U.S. troops into war without a plan to win the peace. Walter Brown of Washington, D.C. is a veteran of World War II and Korea. He said it's significant that Kerry understands the military experience as a veteran who has served overseas and seen combat.
Oh, I think it makes a great difference because I think he has an understanding, a comprehension that someone who didn't serve lacks.
And that includes President Bush?
That includes President Bush, yes.
Donnie Verrucchi, senior vice commander of the Mississippi VFW, is a Vietnam veteran. He says he usually votes Republican, but he agrees that Kerry's decision to go to Vietnam during wartime puts him in a special category for members of the VFW.
I appreciate that. It's awfully nice to know that he is a life member of our organization. I can remember Bob Dole speaking before this group, wearing his hat, and his speech was excellent. It didn't get him elected, and I seem to have got that same feeling today.
Kerry was given a standing ovation at the end of his remarks, but his policy statements about troop deployment and fighting a, quote, smarter, more effective war on terror drew less attention than his pledge to be a president who is a true brother-in-arms for veterans. In 2 weeks, Kerry will make another appeal to veterans when he speaks at the National Convention of the American Legion in Nashville. Juan Williams, NPR News, Cincinnati.